It spins fully charged, recharged.
Listen, Jonas Brothers were in town during the week. That was pretty cool. And on support was Mimi Webb. And she popped in to studio for a visit.
Mimi Webb here, hanging out with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling, and we are joined in the studio by the fabulous Mimi Webb.
Woo! Good morning.
Welcome.
Girl, the hair's looking fab.
Thanks, my love.
Really suits you.
Life.
Going back to the Irish roots with the...
Yeah, I've been saying that all day.
Yeah,
he's got red for us.
Yeah, I love it. Come here, let's talk before we go any further about the brand new single, Erase You, another absolute banger, real breakup anthem. Talk to us about it.
So Erase You for me is like all about that kind of like last farewell where you're just... It's just kind of one of those things where like, let's just forget about what went wrong. Like even in like a friendship, relationship, whatever you kind of want to like use it towards. But it's just that sort of like, goodbye, you're gone, you're done.
Yeah.
Like very sassy, but it's just kind of like the last stern word, I call it.
Yes. Almost like the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah.
Time to just leave that in the past now.
Yeah, exactly,
you.
Yeah.
Well, it's an absolute banger, fair play.
Emma has met you 3 times. I don't know if you're aware of this, Mimi. We have only met you once before over Zoom. So since Emma and you have met 3 times, Emma, I'd like to quiz you on Mimi, if that's
sure,
right.
Absolutely.
What's
she
Mimi?
Knows way too much about you. It's kind of weird.
What's Mimi's full name?
Amelia Ann Webb.
Ah!
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. What age is Mimi?
She was born in the millennium, so she's 24 now.
24. Yeah. And where's Mimi from?
She is from South London, a place called Sugar Me Bugger. I know this.
Remember, think of the rugby
think
shorts.
Think of the trousers. Think of the trousers.
Canterbury.
Well done.
Yeah.
Are they all spot on?
Yes.
All right, deadly. Mimi, what's Emma's surname?
If leave you really
alone,
know each other that well.
Leave her
I
alone.
Know this. My notes are left in the other room. I need to quickly go. Nolan.
You were so close with notes.
Nolan.
Oh, stop giving
Nolan.
The answer,
Nolan.
My
this
God.
This is embarrassing, man.
Why am I nearly got?
All right, Mimi, what age is Emma?
Emma's 26.
Oh! I'll take it.
She wishes.
She is.
I knew you'd lie that one.
I think she's nearly 42.
Hey. I'm 31.
Where's Emma from?
You're from...
Oh, right.
Close. Right next to Cork. We had this conversation before.
Near Kenmare.
Yeah, well, your family's in Cork.
Yeah,
I'm in Waterford. Yeah.
How
yeah.
do you know Kenmare?
My family from there.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very
what
impressive.
Is your connection to Kenmare? So my dad and like all his family.
No way, your dad's from Kenmare.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
So you are here not to visit Kenmare, but because you're on tour with the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I'm so happy.
Are you like, is this very surreal? Did you grow up like listening to the Jonas Brothers, watching Camp Rock?
Was that gosh,
were
yeah.
the Jonas
Literally,
Brothers?
That is it for me. I feel
well
like,
done, Ash.
Thanks.
Yeah, I feel like it's crazy. Like I watched them perform last night and I just thought, oh my gosh, it's like... It's just like Camp Rock.
They picked you.
Yeah, it just makes me like get emotional. As a child, I just loved Camp Rock and I loved all the songs they released as a band.
Yeah.
Even when they did the... Camp Rock.
Oh no, I literally, that's the TikTok I'm going to try and do a sound check. I'm going to walk around just marching.
Please do
oh
that.
My God, you need to get them in with you.
Yeah. Amy, have the arena absolutely packed out when you're supporting them as well. It must be cool to be like, I'm a real, real,
oh
real
my God.
Stage.
Yeah, literally, like, I think I love Dublin so much. So just to be able to get on an arena stage with everyone and the crowds are always so good. So I think it's going to be crazy.
How did you find out about the Jonas Brothers supporting them? How did that phone call go?
It was like 3 months ago.
I quick turnaround, eh?
Yeah, maybe three. Yeah, 3 months. They were like, because they asked me to go on their Royal Albert Hall show before.
Oh yeah,
cool.
So I couldn't make it because I was on my Europe.
You're like, sorry, Jonas Brothers, I'm busy.
Yeah, I was like, I'm on my Europe tour, so unless I would love to have gone though. But yeah, so it was so cool to be able to make this one work. So yeah,
you've amazing. Only done one night with them so far in Belfast last night. Yeah, Dublin tonight.
Yeah.
So far, and I know this is a tricky question, but who is your favourite Jonas Brother?
You get us. Oh, they're all so great, but I'd say Joe.
Oh, really? Well, I'm glad you answered. I was afraid you were going to sit on the
fence. They're all great. I mean, but the thing is, well, Nick had his solo career, which I loved the songs that Nick did as well.
Jealous was great, I think.
Jealous was so good. And Closer with Tove Lo. Like, that was so good. And
hey, it's Joe, though. It's Joe. The other lads are getting along.
Yeah, I think I was just a Camp Rock, you know, the duet.
Yeah, he was the main protagonist, wasn't he, in Camp
Rock? Have you met Frankie?
No. Who's that? Is that their younger brother?
Yes, their younger brother.
No.
I just remember from the Jonas show on Disney Channel.
Right, okay.
He was a great character.
He's
a
Well, listen, we do have Mimi Webb in studio. She'll be right back with us after this.
Hey, Spin, it's Mimi Webb here, hanging out with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. Creamy Web here, hanging out with Emma, Dave and Ashley on Spin.
Maybe, obviously, on the back of, we were just talking a few minutes ago about you supporting the Jonas Brothers and this big arena. Like, looking ahead to the future of your career, obviously, we only had Coldplay here with us recently in Dublin and the big fanfare at their gigs.
Yeah.
If you had, like, unlimited budgets and, like, Crow Park to yourself for one of your gigs, what kind of bells and whistles would you be throwing at the gig?
Would you be doing a Pink? Would you be flying around the place?
Yeah, I think that would be really cool to do. I mean, I don't know if I'd fly, only because, like, I think I'd look absolutely awful.
No, you wouldn't.
What about dancers?
Yeah, get some dancers.
Male or female? Sexy male dancers.
Like,
mix it up.
Yeah. And then I'd get some, because I like the way they have the big, like, balloons in the air.
They're fun.
Yeah.
I want something cool like that. Confetti.
Light.
Definitely fireworks. Bit of fire for House on Fire.
Yes.
Maybe like a Jello shots going around the room.
Love it.
Just to get everyone going.
Why not?
Exciting.
Yeah. Come here, we have a producer who's also English, okay? And he says a lot of things, a lot of words that I just don't understand why he says them a certain way. So I'm trying to think if it's just a Callum thing or if it's an English thing.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to ask you some, all right? How do you say this word?
Six.
Oh! Oh! It's like Callum!
That's an English thing.
Six.
The sixth. Like, yeah, S-I-C-T-H.
Do you know Do you know there's an X in there?
Sixth.
So we would say sixth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Six and then TH.
I'm not always around it.
How about this one? This might be just a northern thing because producer
Callum is northern. I think I know what you say. You go use, right?
With no.
Us.
Us.
Who goes you?
Say.
No, we would say us as well, but Callum would say.
Sometimes I go use.
No, yeah, but Callum would say.
A Dublin thing.
It is, but Callum would say us.
Us.
Like us, U-Z.
Where's he from?
He's from Nottingham.
Yeah, no, I'd say us.
Okay, fair enough. And then last one, what do we got?
Scone.
Scone.
Some people say scone.
Yeah, this is where the Kenmare now your Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, with that one now. Scone.
What would you say, scone?
Yeah, we'd say scone.
We'd have to say scone.
Scone
is bizarre, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
It sounds mad.
It's mad. Mimi, every time we get somebody on the show, we like to play this kind of game where we make puns of their name and do like kind of quick fire questions. So you're not out of the woods with that one. So your name is Mimi Webb.
Yeah.
Quite a handy one for this game. There's been a lot of material for this. So I'm going to start off with this question. PP Webb, when did you last use the loo?
This morning.
Perfect.
Cool. Great answer.
Good to know.
Just, you know, guys, like, I did go for it.
That's quite all right. You don't need
this later and be like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Watch the article. Mimi Webb last peas this morning.
Wikipedia page, update it now. Let's go.
Okay, Mimi Debs, which is like basically your prom. Did you enjoy your prom and what colour was your dress?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so my prom. So I left school at like 16. So then the prom would happen for sixth form. So like 17.
Not sixth form, no.
Sixth form.
So you said sixth there.
So we would like do... they would do that year would be the prom. So some of us had left, so we still got invited to the prom.
Okay.
But my first ever boyfriend had a new girlfriend. So she was, I knew she'd be there, so I was like,
not loving life.
I was like, this isn't, yeah.
I need
so
to
I've
look
got fire. A sparkly, so I actually wore my mum's 40th dress.
Class.
Cool.
And she got it tailored to me, and it was like this sparkly silver, and I had my hair all curly, and it was like just one arm, and it was gorgeous. And I turned up, and I was like, yes, let's create chaos. I was like, I choose chaos today. Ex's girlfriend.
I love it.
I was just not having it.
Girl, write a song about that. That's
unreal. I actually should, to be honest.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I remember on my way in the car, just sitting there like, oh, here I go. I'm walking in. She's going to be there. Stole my boyfriend.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. No, seriously, write a song called The Prom. Please.
I need to hear
the prom.
Really, I didn't go to my own one because of similar drams.
Oh my God, really?
My friendship to my ex, yes, so I sat it out.
No,
I'm not going.
No, did you go? Jed, no. So you got to turn up, you got to show them what they're missing.
There's a difference with the Gen Z.
It's so funny. My friend actually went up, so I was like, she just to let you know, me is over there. And I'm there, like, looking across the table, like,
being all fabulous.
I'm here.
Listen, Mimi Webb, an absolute pleasure to have you here with us. We can't wait to see you back in Dublin soon, doing your own big three arena gig, hopefully in the near future. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the new single.
Thank you so much.
Here we go. Fully charged. Recharged.